This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Intel has announced at the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas that it's getting serious about mineral sourcing. Where companies get the ingredients for our chips and our devices is kind of a dirty open secret. And until the creation of new materials, it'll stay that way. But the world's largest chip maker is promising all of the microprocessors it ships this year will be free of conflict minerals. Carolyn Duran directs Intel's conflict minerals program. Carolyn, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you just describe to me why my phone is such a morally conflicted device?
The issue is in that we're focused primarily or solely on the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the human rights atrocities that have been taking place in that region for years. There are many warring factions in that region, and many of them use funds from the sale of minerals in that region to fund these atrocities.
What kind of minerals are we talking about?
The first is tantalum. The second is tin. The third is wolframite, which becomes tungsten, and the fourth is gold.
Can you give me a sense of how much money Intel spends on these materials?
It's very, very small, fundamentally. When you think about our technology and we talk about our microprocessors, we're talking about laying atoms down on top of one another. So it is really, really small amount in the scope of our entire bill of materials.
So how is Intel changing its behavior as a company as a reflection of the company's feelings about where some of this stuff is coming from in the world?
We turned our attention to the smelters. It's not that the smelter has to actually make any different decisions on where they source from. They just have to demonstrate responsible sourcing. So they can even continue, and we encourage them to continue supporting resources from the DRC and covered countries as long as they go through the extra due diligence.
Well, even I suppose that market pressure can, I would imagine, be directly applied to those who are the quote-unquote bad guys and help to convince them to change their ways.
Yeah, I have a good example of that in the tantalum space, which is where we started our efforts first.
Uh-huh.
When enough tantalum smelters had gone through the validation process such that downstream customers like Intel, like other electronics companies, could say, there are enough here that I can choose my supply chain to be only those validated, they had a change in behavior. And that's what we want to see.
Dr. Carolyn Duran is the director of Intel's Conflict Minerals Program. Carolyn, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.